And at 7:06, we have a clear sky. It's currently 29 degrees. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny and breezy today, a high of 41. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In Western Iowa news, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources reported late Sunday night that a boil advisory has been lifted for the Harrison County city of Pisgah. The advisory had been issued following the loss of pressure in the entire system Thursday evening. An electrical contact in one of the pumps tripped out and prevented the wells from turning on. The electrical problem has since been repaired and the pressure restored, but the drop that occurred in the water pressure could have possibly allowed bacteria to enter the drinking water. The water, however, has been sampled in Pisgah and determined to be safe. In news from over the weekend, an altercation in Corning early Sunday morning resulted in the arrest of a man and woman on assault charges. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reported 34-year-old Rebecca Simmer and her boyfriend, 41-year-old Aaron Gray, both of Corning, were charged with domestic assault. The couple was brought to the Adams County Jail and held without bond until making their initial appearance in front of the magistrate. Officials say Aaron Gray reported the incident between himself and his girlfriend. An investigation determined that they had allegedly struck each other, causing minor injuries to both individuals. In an update to our story on Saturday morning, the Iowa State Patrol has released the identity of an individual who died in a rollover accident Friday night in Adair. Officials say 19-year-old Eric Rauta of Grand Island, Nebraska, was among five people, all of whom were from Grand Island, who died during the crash on Interstate 80 in Adair County. The other victims have been previously identified as the driver of the car, 29-year-old Alex J. Paz-Lobo, and his passengers, 41-year-old Javier Martinez Martin, 25-year-old Dennis Juvenal Sorto Martinez, and 21-year-old Jose B. Martinez. Officials say Martinez Martin was the only of the victim out of the five who was wearing his seatbelt. The patrol says a 2011 Chevy Camaro occupied by the five men traveling east on I-80 south of Menlo at around 8:10 p.m. when their car went out of control, crossed the median, and entered the westbound lanes of traffic before it rolled into a field on the north side of I-80. None of the victims were ejected during the crash. Officials say high speed and alcohol use were likely contributing factors. The pavement was wet but not icy at the time of the accident. A patrol spokesman said there is a curve on the interstate at the site of the accident. The car appears to have missed the curve. The Grand Island men were among 11 people who died in vehicle crashes and collisions on Iowa highways Friday and Saturday. The patrol believes icy roads were a factor in most of the other accidents. A collision between an SUV and a semi Friday afternoon on Interstate 29 in Missouri has claimed the life of a Pottawatomie County woman. The Daily Nonpareil reports 59-year-old Lori Hartman of Council Bluffs died in the crash when her 2013 Ford Edge SUV was hit head-on by a Freightliner truck that entered the median before traveling into oncoming southbound traffic. The accident happened at around 4:35 p.m., about 2 miles south of Craig, Missouri. The Missouri Highway Patrol says after the collision, both the semi and the SUV went off the interstate, down an embankment, and through a fence. The driver of the truck, 58-year-old Ronald J. Van Camp of Magnolia, Texas, and his passenger, 55-year-old Mary Curtis of Appleton, Wisconsin, suffered serious injuries and were taken to a local hospital. And checking our funeral announcements this morning, Glenn Laverne French, age 90, of Harlan, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Glenn French will be today at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Terry Lee Layton, age 54, of Atlantic, died Thursday at her home. A memorial visitation for Terry Lee Layton will be today from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Leonard Eugene Bauer, age 90, of Exira, died Friday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Leonard Bauer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Ida Jane Annette Boss, age 84, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died Saturday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Jane Boss will be Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Betty Brake, age 81, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Betty Brake will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Geraldine Lee Brown, age 85, of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Geraldine Brown will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Oakland Christian Church. Recon V Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Robert W. Brundage, age 92, of Irwin, died Friday. Funeral services for Robert Brundage will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Clara Grimm Betts, age 89, of Chillicothe, Illinois, and formerly of Coon Rapids, died Friday. Funeral services for Clara Betts will be held April 12th at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. And Norma Summers, age 83 of Atlantic, died Sunday at her home. Funeral services for Norma Summers are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.